Yeah, you got it?
Yep.
Hey, I'm gonna have gotten a ritz of the mala. It's called Yinasa Yerek. Okay, this is sugya. This is a continuation of the sugya of Peya. The sugya of Kilayim. Of Kilayim. Haritzah. Lamalois called Gita. The first one to go fill up his entire garden with Yorick vegetables. Aisa, what should he do? Aisa aruga shisha, the oigelva. He should make an aruga, a patch that is 6x6 tfachim, and he should make a circle. So if you have a picture, you have a picture, and probably you have a picture of Yogamara of this image. Sorry.
I can visualize it.
Okay, so you make a circle. The patch is 6x6, you make a circle in the center. And the diameter of the circle is 5 tefachim. So that leaves a half a tefach on each side of the four sides. And what do you do with zareah?
Let me ask you a silly question. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening, yeah.
Somebody walking by, when these plants grow big, everything's overlapping. So when they plant the seeds, everything's fine and good. But they come back in 3 months, everything's fully in full bloom.
This is an excellent question, which I don't know the answer to. I don't know. You say, okay, what does it mean full bloom? Obviously, it seems that even when it grows full bloom, it's still nicker. There is still a degree of hakara, even when it grows full bloom, where to a person, to an observer, does not like lime. That's what would appear. I hear the question, I don't know the answer. It has to be that even when it grows full bloom, it's still not Birbuvia, it's still noticeable that it's not Kalayim. Let's see. Va'egelva chamisha, mamale karnasechem kol masha yirtze, and on the four sides, each side you plant whatever you want to plant.
So
you
have. Where are we up to? I'm sorry.
Daf pehei on the base. How is the Yom Tif?
Pehei.
85B. 85B. 85B3. How was your Yom Tif?
It was good.
Okay, maybe you want to come to Shul over here one day. You want to come learn live? No, you don't want to come learn live. You don't want to learn Zoom.
I'm in the middle of deciding whether or not I'm going to be lenient. I don't wait.
All right, let's go right. So over here it says that the person wants to go plant to an aruga. An aruga. So here's what you do. You make an aruga patch 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim. In the 6 tefachim, you plant the circle, a perfect circle. The circle's perimeter should be 5 tefachim. That means if you're starting out 6x6, you're going to have left on each end a half of a tefach. If it's 6x6 and the diameter of the circle in the center is 5, that means you have 1 tefach left over. And if you divide the tefach between the two parts, you have a half on one side and half on the other side. Very good. You have your picture. Very nice. That's a great picture. It's a shame that Avishal Lehman does not see that picture. That's from Arye or from me? Who gave that to you?
I
think Arye gave that to you.
No, it's from you.
Yeah? Alright, fine.
I have this.
How come it used to be I used to really want to learn? Now I have no desire for this. How come? What's pshat? How come I have no cheshek anymore? What happened to me, Shlomi? What happened to me? It's because of marriage. That's what happened. When you get married, the wife takes all of your koyach. It's like Delilah, and Shimshain. That's what marriage does to a person. It takes all of your koyachas.
So who are you married to?
It's a kol shekein. Maduch, I was married. That would be kol shekein. When you're not now, you can imagine what we would be married, right? When Malik, how does that people think I'm married. Everyone I talk to, they say, how you children. People think I'm married. I'll just play the game.
Vaita.
And you go and you fill the corners with Kumchom Ashisdif. You have a grand total of six. So Shlomi showed a picture. I like the second picture where you only do the corners mamish. The corners mamish, not along the side. Vaita. Oh, frag the Gemara of Ika, the Baini Ubaini. How can you say this can be good? But what about the part that's right opposite? In other words, the patches. The Pshat over here, according to Rashi. Rashi over here is a little Rashi. Rashi says, "Ben givulei ha'arugah shemarnu l'malo l'malo arugavav chutz migvulin, v'oisin gvulin kishayizhan b'chabram es ahekif ribua harugois, v'havi irvav shreihim shel shnei minim. And this simply means that if you go and you plant another patch along the side, there's another patch on top of it. Another patch, oh, it's 6x6, and you make blocks. There's a block of 6x6, and another block of 6x6, and another block of 6x6. So you're going to have multiple blocks. It's like carpet tiles. You have a carpet tile, and in the carpet tile, each one is 6x6, and in the center is a circle, and then you plant the four corners. But how are you going to put next to it another carpet tile? Because the next carpet tile is going to have, in the corners, it's going to have a different type of variety of seed, which is not the same as where it's going to match up with the adjacent carpet tile. Okay, so I'm assuming the Gemara's question here is, can you have a tile of 6x6? And the Gemara's question now is, you're not just going to make one single tile of 6x6. What you're trying to do over here is to make multiple tiles of 6x6. So when you want to go make the adjacent tile next to this tile, how are you going to be able to match it up? Okay, look to the Rashi Nachman, very important Rashi. Rashi, we could do it, Behen Gevulei Haruga, the boundary of the patch, Shamarnu, Lamala, Aruga Vav, Chutz Migvulin. Above it, above this Aruga, outside the boundaries. The Oysam Givulin, Kisha Yisra'im, and that boundary, when you plant the next patch, Michabrim Eshekef Ribua, it's going to join the edge of the corner, Huarugois, Vahavi Irvav Shrehein Shal Shnei Minim. Okay, it sounds a little complex, but I think that's Pshat the Gemara. So the Gemara answers, what's the answer? The Gemara says, Amad Debe Rabbiane B'machariv Bein HaBeinayim. In other words, don't put the tile exactly opposite the other tile. The next tile should be in the middle. So that way, it's going to be a half a tefach away from the center. There will be a half of a tefach separation between it and the circle. So there was the tiles are not going to be make. I'm trying to explain that these items are tiles, and each tile is not mamish perfectly lined up. Like go to in the shul over here, you don't see the floor. On the floor, all the four tiles are connected one to the other perfectly. No, that's not what you do. The next tile should be in the middle, like bricks. Okay, that's the good word, bricks. Like when you make bricks, so each brick is in the starts in the middle of the other brick. And thus, the corner that's going to be seeded with one type of zera, it will come right up against the center of the circle of the adjacent tile, but there will be a half of a tefach of a gap. And that will be enough that it should not look like kilayim. Shlomi, got it?
Got it.
Shlomi, understand? That's not what it says in your art scroll?
Basically, it's all about appearances.
Yes, that's the yesoid. That you just took now the yesoid of Hilchos Kilayim. The din of Kilayim is not a din of Mitzios, of being yoinek from another Zera. The din of Kilayim is a din of Maris Ayin.
Why not?
I don't know the answer. Kilayim is totally in Maris Ayin. That's what comes. That is a theme that comes out over and over in the sugya of Kilayim. It's a din of Maris Ayin. You said it because you heard that before. Where did you hear that you say it from? That's a very popular yisoid, and that's not so obvious, because we live in a world of science. Corona, this, that, everything is down to a science. And yet the Torah does not work with science. Very often, more often than not, the Torah, it rejects science, and the Torah works with other principles which are ignoring the rules of science. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi over here says, B'machad in Abayim, B'einam Zoron, U'lamalois, the Kamar of Yochanan, U'lamalois, to fill up, La the Gemara of Yochanan, Lav Dafka Lamalos Kolagina Oh, but it says you can fill up the entire garden. No, Ela Shiyu Kol Arugo Secha Maleos. Each Arugo will be Maleos V'Lelum Chutz Migvulei, besides the boundary. So I told you Pshat. What I told you, my Pshat, is not necessarily what it says in Rashi. What I am telling you over here is probably another Rishon. Another Rishon. I told you one Pshat. Okay, I told you the Pshat is that you go in and the tiles are like bricks. And that way they're not mamish touching each other. Shlomi, what I told you works out according to the second picture that you have. Right, according to the other picture, it doesn't make it. According to the first picture, where when it says along the four sides, it's not in the corners, it's along the entire perimeter. Correct? That's how Rashi seems to learn. So then what it means is that in Enechanami, the next tile will be exactly adjacent to the previous tile, but with a gap. Right? But there has to be a gap. You don't go plant the next tile right next to that tile. You have to move it over slightly. There'll be a hefsik between one tile and another tile. Today, when they do, if you ever notice, they put that marble on the floor. They put in between each tile, like a little piece of plastic. You ever see this? They put these little pieces of plastic to perfectly space the tiles, that there should be perfect space between one tile and the next. And then they actually... What? A spacer, right. So here, so the Gemara basically is answering there must be a spacer. There, according to Rashi, being that when it says on the four sides you're going to plant it, whether you're going to plant it fully, how are you going to put the next tile next to it? In Echnam, you can. The only way to put the next tile, there has to be a spacer separating one tile and the next. But according to the first interpretation that I gave you, that like the second picture that Shlomi has, and that when the Gemara talks about the corners, it doesn't, you don't mean plant four different varieties along the full perimeter of the patch. It means you plant a variety along the edge. That doesn't mean the corner. It means you plant along the entire perimeter. So then how can you put the two together? According to the first and the second picture, where it does not mean that you plant along the entire perimeter, but instead you only plant in the corner mamish. So then it's very simple. You do not need a spacer. You go and you put the next tile mamish up against the first tile, and the only thing is, it's like a bricks. It does not start at the top. This next layer, the tile, start in the center. Okay, these are the two mahalachim in the Gemara. Good? Yes. Shlomi? Weiter. Did you read over the Chazar of last year? Last week's share, we had all the Chidushim? Every night now we have to have Chidushim. We have to be able to write at the share is over. You saw the Chidushim? Ain base. Did you read over what I wrote there? You didn't even read because you didn't come to the shul together. You weren't even there. You skipped down. Were you there last week?
No.
You skipped. You didn't see the WhatsApp chat. Weiter. Shlomi, did you see the WhatsApp chat with the Ein Beis Medrash Lel Chiddush?
I saw it. I didn't absorb it as much as I should have. I saw it.
Weiter. It was all your Chiddushim. It says that I wrote over in your name. It says these dvarim ha'im de b'rim hashem. It says this in the name of in your name. Weiter, Rav Ashi says shem chayuzrim shesi. What it means over here is to explain to Rav Yochanan that what does it mean the gvul? It means now he's going back to explain the gvulois. It doesn't mean the corners. Shem chayuzrim shesi. Then the next one zayron erev. The next row you plant erev zayron shesi, and that way you're not going to have any problem. Now, we need a picture for this. Well, yeah, of course. Come in. There's no more corona. You can come in. There's no more social distancing anymore. The only social distancing that we still have is on Zoom. Everyone is in their own box. That's the only social distancing. Shlomi, how do you know that Matan Torah was given through Zoom? Shlomi, how do you know that Matan Torah was given through Zoom? It says in the Haftorah on the second day of Shavuos, V'Hashem Heichal Kotshoi Has Mipon of Kol Haaretz. What does that mean in English? Can everyone please mute yourself? Has Mipon of Kol Haaretz. Has means silence. Can everyone please mute yourself? Matan Torah was given through Zoom. It's gold. That's part of the Chidushim tonight. Vayta the Gemara. Now, what does this mean? What?
This is today's Chidush.
Avad, we have already two Chidushim already so far. Now, what is over here mean? Now, what is this answer? The answer over here means Rav Ashi is going back on the original Yisoid. The original Yisoid is Umemale Karno Secha Mikol Masha Yirtze. So along comes Rav Ashi, and he explains, he comes to answer the kasha, but what's going to be in the next patch? If each patch is 6x6, and you want to go, and you want to have multiple tiles, and the reason why we know that we're doing with multiple tiles, because look at the first line of the Gemara. Anav Kahana, Anav Yochanan, Reitzel Lamala, is called Ginosoi, your entire garden. Now you can't go fill up your whole garden with 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim. Obviously it means you're going to have multiple tiles of 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim, correct? Because it says gina soy, and then it says 6x6. There's no such gina in the world that's only 6x6. A gina is a very large area. It means each 6x6 is going to have a different tile. And the Gemara says, what are you accomplishing? Maybe very good for one 6x6, not going to be Zekalayim, but when you go in to match up two tiles, one next to each other, you're going to have a problem. So the answer is you alternate. You alternate, meaning that instead of it going Shasi, it's going to go Erev. Now how does that explain? So over here in my Gemara Ois Chav Ches, he explains over here from the Chazoinish. He explains, I'm going to read you Shem Yisrael Sagvulois Shasi Biyachad Im Haribuya Shel Shalaruga Zuvagvul Im Vagvul Im Haribuya Shalaruga Amchusa Yisrael Erev Mutter Shaydekach Yeshli Heke Bin Arugas. Now he doesn't over here show a picture. They don't show here a picture at all. I'm very surprised and very disturbed why there is no picture in this Gemara. Did I give you a picture of last time, Shlomi? No, they do have a picture. They do have a picture. Now, the picture I have over here... Okay, this is the way they have it in this picture. It's a very disturbing picture. The way they show it in this picture is that...
Which picture are you talking about?
You don't have it. Let me see what you have. We have a picture on your thing over there.
This says, Aruga b'charava v'ha'ika makam karama.
No, that's yesterday's daf. Rosh Tur. That's yesterday's daf. No, that's yesterday's daf. Let me see. I hold the picture up. Let me see quickly. Let me pull the picture up.
You're right. It's yesterday's daf.
Yesterday's daf. Okay. So over here in the Masifta, they have a picture. And the picture, it's very hard to explain. Let me try to describe you the picture. In the next row, it's Eloch and Ami. They're adjacent, one next to each other. The only difference is that the way each individual, this is what they showed the picture, it's very bizarre. Each individual seed can be planted either, let's say, Mimizroch Lemariv or Mimariv Lemizroch. Now, that sounds to us ridiculous. You have a seed, you throw the seed into the ground, and that's it. It is what it is. In this picture, they basically show the seeds, these teeny little seeds, that they can be planted either Mimizroch Lamarav or Mitzafoin Lidorai.
It's not number five, right? It's not picture
number five. No. That's the previous sugya. No, that's daf pei. That's daf pei pei hey on an aleph. That's pei hey on aleph. That's a swastika. You notice that? That's a swastika. Okay, I have a whole chiddush on that. That the reason that the din of swastika, this that Hashem, the siman of the Nazi, Yimach Shemayim V'Zichram, is rooted in the sugin daf pei pei hey. When Hashem sent the Nazi, Yimach Shemayim V'Zichram, a person who was a Talmud Chacham, he saw the image of the swastika, a real Talmud Chacham. There was only one possible thing that he can think of when he saw that symbol, the sugya of daf pei hey. And Masech the Shabbos. Now, what that means exactly, I don't know. I think I once had a pshat with an idea with a mahalach, but you can't ignore that fact. You cannot ignore the fact that the biggest churban in the Welt, 6 million Jews were killed in the name of a swastika, and the image of a swastika is explicit in the Gemara Masech the Shabbos daf pehei amid beis pehei amid aleph. You can't tell me it's not a coincidence, and the soid of the Holocaust lies in yesterday's daf on the second day of Shavuos. See, because we didn't learn together yesterday, and we would have been ma'ayin into this, and we would have had the great appreciation, and we would have brought out chidushim. And because we chose not to learn, those chidushim are hidden for us forever. So you see what happens when you don't come to the shir? You should have come yesterday. I was waiting here yesterday. I was here 5:15. I came late also, but I was here. Now, the Gemara is giving the answer over here. I don't know. This is what it says over here in the picture. This is how it explains over here. Now, I don't know more than this, because this they have the picture. Over here we have the first aruga, the first patch. It's 6x6. And in the center is a circle. According to Rashi, along the edge of the center, the way they present it in the Masifta Shloimi is not the picture that you're showing me. They have a different picture. Because in the picture they're showing you over there, the corners are not close, right? The corners are not closed. And this, in the first picture, are the corners closed? Pick it up. Let me see the picture. The first picture. The way the first Mahalach is that you have a square. You have a square, right. So why in that corner is it not closed? Why in that very edge? You notice the very edge is not closed?
Which one?
That one, yeah. No. I know. I like that one better. But the first one. No. The first one. No. That one. Right. That one. You notice the corners are not closed? Why not? Why is it not closed? What happened to that?
Klayim.
What in Klayim? What are you talking about, Klayim? Because those two, they touch the Klayim? So what's the Gemara's answer now? The Gemara's answer now is when it comes to when you take a tile like that and you put it adjacent to each other, so the whole next tile is Klayim. So the first answer given was you have a spacer. The second answer given is a modern answer, is that in that row that you see along the very edge, when you put the seeds down, you could put the seeds down either going forward, or you can put them going mimizrach lemarav, or mimarav lemizrach, or mitzafon ledaran. And the Gemara's answer is that when you go and you put the next tile next to each other, that strip, that single little strip that's going to be adjacent to the other strip, the seeds are not going to be planted mimizrach lemarav. They're going to be planted mitzafon ledaran. Does that make any sense to you?
Not really.
It doesn't make sense either, but that's what it says over here. That is what it says over here, and that's why they show a picture. They actually show a picture over here. You know what? I'll show you the picture. Can you see the picture? Try. Wait a minute. Where's my video? Could you see me?
No.
There's no video of me?
No, I'm not.
I don't know what happened to me. I guess, I don't know. I don't know why. It's not working, the video. I don't know why.
Does Rabbi Lehman see you?
No, he's always on the phone. He never sees me. I'm now tonight together, Roya the Einu Nira.
I'm not a rabbi. My wife says I'm not a rabbi. Please
don't
call me rabbi.
What?
Rabbi?
Yes, sir.
I don't have smith yet, I'm not a rabbi.
You just called me Rabbi Shlomo. I don't have smith either.
Reb is not rabbi. Reb. That's a title of endearment.
Vaita. I learned today halacha today that says murdik halacha. You mentioned this, is that if a person wants to marry a girl wants to marry a boy that has the same name as her father, so Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, you're not allowed to, right? Right, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. If the boy has the same name as her father, so he says. It says in Nitig Avriel that if the father or the chassan has smicha, and they call him Rav, let's say the father's name is Shloima, and the prospective chassan's name is Shloima, but the chassan has smicha, so the chassan is called Rav Shloima, and the tata is only called Shloima, then there's no dinner of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, because the smicha is such a gross zach, it's mishana the shame. You hear, Maisa?
Sometimes the chassan has to get a smicha fast.
That's right. Or maybe better, maybe the shver should get smicha fast. For money you can get smicha. Okay, wasn't it kedai to come tonight to learn that chiddush? That was maybe the only purpose this whole day for me, to learn that chiddush. The smicha, it's such a shin, the vitamin gemara. Okay, saying over here, an incredible chiddush is that they have two rows adjacent to each other, there's no spacer between the two rows, and yet in this row, you can plant the individual seeds in the row, either mimizrach lemariv or mitzafon ledarim. And the way we're going to avoid kelayim is to plant, if the one row is planted mimizrach lemariv, then that strip that goes down, the aruga, that shisha by shisha, should be mitzafon ledarim. Unbelievable. You hear Chiddush? That's what it says over here in the Chazon Nish. Vait in the Gemara, next Gemara. Kedah with that Ace, there's Ace, Kasha, Ravina Ravashi, Yeshua Kasha. Avoid us, Yodok Birakacher. this is the question, what is the shear of vegetables to be marked from another vegetable that it should not be called? It should not be called kilayim shisha tvachim. Then roin oisam. Okay, you need to have six tvachim to separate one, like we learned this in the Mishnah. Then roin oisam kitablas mirubas, and we look at it like seeds. Seeds that are separate, and if you have a separation of six tvachim, then it's going to be mutter. In other words, you have to have a complete distance of six tvachim. How can you give me this answer that you're allowed to have? How can you give me an answer that you're allowed to have over here? Are two rows right next to each other, and the ha'heter is going to be a spacer of a teeny amount. Or you can just change me mizrach lamada mitzaf ledarim when it says you have to have six tvachim, and then we say you can make a square kitavla mirubas as if they're planted in a tablet, meaning in an isolated location, and it does not look like kilayim. If you have a separation of six tvachim from one aruga to another aruga, then each aruga looks like its own tabla mirubas. It's like mamish, like Zoom. In Zoom, everyone is in their own box. You hear? So the Gemara makes a dig. Kitabla hu d'shar. The only time it's mutter is if each one is in their own box, meaning each one has a gap of six tvachim between each other. But let's say you don't have six tvachim. Let's say you just have a strip. Asur. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a kasha. Hasam there la kuliba kulachrina lahate roish tar hayotze heimena. No. The reason why there you need to have six tvachim in that case between, because there we're discussing another problem. The aruga that is going. It's not really a separate patch. There is a triangle that is penetrating from the other aruga into the other aruga. In other words, there it's not a case of stam, two separate arugas. If it was like Zoom, where everyone was truly in a square box, no overlap. Everyone has perfect social distancing. You're totally locked up in your own box. Then indeed you have to have six tvachim between one and the other. But the case there is going where there's one is a box and the other is a triangle that is penetrating into the edge of the other box. So then the rule is, you want a triangle. If one box is not a box, it's a triangle that's coming into the other box, then the edge of the furthest part of the triangle must be at least six tvachim. If you have a gap of six tvachim on the top and the bottom, where the triangle begins, then we allow the point to come up and touch the other aruga. But our sugya, we don't have triangles. We have perfect squares. We're here with Zoom, perfect squares. Perfect squares, you need to have six tvachim between one. You need six tvachim. Then you don't have to have six tvachim between one and the other. You can have even a half a tefach. You can have a small amount. Because as Rabbi Shaul Lehman said, the goyin ho'adir, ha'mafursim ba'sha'orim, Rabbi Shaul Lehman, he said, it's all totally in maris ayin. It all depends upon perception. So if everyone is in their own separate box, even a small spacer is enough to distinguish each box by itself to prevent the appearance of kilayim. Or there can be no spacer. They can be up against one another, provided that the perimeter of one box is planted mimizrach lemayrif, and the strip of the other box is planted mitzaf ledorim. But if you don't have a complete box, but instead you have a triangle and that's coming to penetrate into the other box, that's when you have to have six tzachim from the top of one box to the edge of where the next aruga begins to slope towards the center. Okay, so that's the chilek. Our Gemara Masechet Shabbos over here, the Daf Pei Amud Beis is discussing where it is a perfect square. And then you do not need to have six tzachim in between. All you need is a spacer, or no spacer, where it's one is mizrach lemariv, one is mitzafin ledaraim. But in that sugya that we learned that you have to have six tzachim, that's going where you have triangles. And a triangle called Rosh Tur is a triangle that's coming. You have one side of a perfect box. On the other side, you have a triangle. Oh, I have a triangle that's coming in. So it looks like there's Irvuvia. It looks like this taruvis. So then you have to make sure that before the triangle begins to slope at the very edge, there's at least six tvachim on top and six tvachim on the bottom. That way, then we'll allow the triangle to come to a point into the center, even though it may look like a ruvia, but the six tvachim is sufficient in order to consider to be separation. Are we good with that?
Yeah.
You got it? Good, right. Now we go to Naya Sugya. Daf Tevav Amir Aleph. This is the most famous Sugya in Gan Shas. Because this, the sugya of Matan Torah, Asher bochar banu mikol ha'amim, v'nasan lanu es Torah soy, Baruch Ato Hashem, nosei na Torah. Okay, this is the sugya of Matan Torah, and now we begin the Gantz sugya. Okay, this sugya is only for an audience that is mature, no children, all of the kingdom of Acharos. Children are not allowed to be in the room, we learn the sugya. So we tell all the kindlach who are listening over here online, we have over here, I look at the stats, I see over here, we have over here 8.4 million people are listening to our shir. We have to tell all the kindlach that you have to leave the room now, there's nothing to your sugya. Vaita, there are treats for all the kindlach outside. Minayin li paleta shech vazer biyam ha-shlishi, tmeya. How do you know the woman that's pleasure on day three? Tmeya. The shech vazer in her body remains potent up until 3 days. Memela, there's a halacha of a woman is paleta shech vazer, she has to go to mikvah. Shanemar, heyu, we learned this on the 2 days ago. Were you awake? Were you awake when we learned this? Shloimi, were you a conscience? We learned this? Heyu nechayim l'shloishes yamim, you should be prepared for 3 days. Moshe, when the priest told Moshe that they have to go, what does it mean you should be prepared? You know what it means to be nachayin? It means to stay away from the women. Minayin, that you should be prepared in 3 days, it means the men may not be with the women. Because why? The women. Because a woman, she can become tameya 3 days after tashmish, because the zera can come out and the zera will make her tame. As long as the zera is in her body, she's tahira, it's tuma beluah. But if it comes out, then she becomes tameya. Vaita Nayadin Minayin Shabachitzas Amila Biyamashlishi Shchalias B'Shabbos. And night high, when you wash the mila on the third day, Shchalias B'Shabbos. Even if Shabbos is you have heat up hot water, you can go to your rage and turn on the fire and make a fire and make hot water in a copper kettle, because in the copper kettle is when you have a very high quality cooking of the water. Eine doime. Do you have a copper kettle at home, Shlomi? Eine doime. Eine doine, hot water that has been cooked in a copper kettle to a hot water that has been cooked in an aluminum kettle. There's no comparison. The water is an under the water. So minayin shemar chitzin es amilu biyamashlishi shalchal yis v'shabes shenema ri biyamashlishi biyoysam koyavim. It says this by the Anshei Shechem. The Anshei Shechem, they think they were in pain, and that's when Reuven and Shimon obliterated them. Next halacha. By the way, this is the Makar, why there's an inyan to have a Su'uda on the 10th day of the Mila. You know, the 10th day of the child's baby, the 10th day is Asar L'Mila, is Shloishash to the Mila. On the 10th day of the baby's life, it is the day of Vahi Bayoim HaShlish B'Yoysam Koyavim Chasidim, the Hasidim, they make a party on 3 days after the Bris Mila, the third day the Bris Mila counts, that's 8, 9, 10 days, when the baby is 10 days old, to celebrate this pasuk in the Torah. That even though with the Koyavim, we not have no charata on the Bris Mila. Many people will tell you that they don't understand what this Gemara means from a scientific point. Oh no, we lost him. He's gone. Gone with the wind. Gone with the wind. Where'd he go?
It's terrible.
What happened to him? gone. How come I don't see the bed. You turned it. You turned your camera this time. Where's the horses? The horses are gone. Where do the horses? Usually the camera usually is more on the other side. It's usually more on the bed, not towards the file cabinet. Oh! Oh! Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Mechayei HaMeisim. Rabbi Shaul Lieberman has returned. Everyone please stand up. Rabbi Shaul Lieberman has entered the Ulam. Vaita. He's like a gladiator. He comes and goes surreptitiously. Vaita. They tie the tongue of crimson, red. If your sins will be red like shanim, what shanim? Shanim means red wool. Kashele galbinu. So it says in the Pasuk Beferish, what's the Raya? How do you know that you're not allowed to tie? Where does he let it go tie? I don't know where the Raya of Mamshal go tie. Mamshal Michal Chal Yomtiv? Do a Kesh or Shal Kayama? I do not know. Minayin, Lesicha, Shikesh, Kishsia. How do you know that smearing oil in your body is like drinking? Yom Kippum, Shal Abisha, in Raya Dover, Zach Dover, Shnemar, Vatavar, Kaman, Bekirboy. It says in the Pasuk, water inside and oil on his bones. The male of the Pasuk is makish oil to mayim. Okay, now we go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. The reisha is not going like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Why not? Because according to him, we know the halacha that a woman that's supposed to be a mashlishi to her, the Gemara is going to be a price in a few moments to prove the point that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the din is no din tumah, it's misareches. The shechla zed is misareches, and there's no din tumah be a mashlishi. So the reisha is the like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but safe Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The E, Kerelos ben Azariah, Tahoira, Shamin Alei. We heard elsewhere he holds that a woman that's Paletet Shech Vazerbi Mashli, she is Tahoira. So the Mara says, you're right. Man, the Moki Loki, Man, the Loi, Moike Kitanoi, Tonoresha Tahoira, Umoikilo, Lukulu Kerelos ben Azariah, Enochanami, the one that does not want to Zetzan like a Machlokes Tanoim, Enochanami. In other words, here is a Yusuf Sigazach. This be'etzem, I'm telling you, Yisrael, I'm telling you, Mordechai Yisrael now, you should appreciate this, Yisrael, is that this is the chilek between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. In the Bavli never wants to break up a Mishnah into two Tanoim. The Bavli, the derech of the Bavli, whenever there is a contradiction in the Mishnah, is to say, Hocha b'may askinan. The Mishnah follows one shita. And we have a contradiction. The answer is, we're going to limit the case of the Mishnah to a specific instance. Hocha b'may askinan. The Yerushalmi does not do that. The Yerushalmi is broad. The Yerushalmi likes learning the Mishnah is discussing every single possible scenario. Oh, how then do you answer the contradiction? Machloikis tanoyim. Okay, this is the Yesoid. It's kedai to come, kedai to understand this, the Yesoi, the chilik between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. This Gemara is very rare. The Gemara over here is coming to take a mission to Bavli and coming to bring out the two tzadim. You know why? Because since Daf Pei Vav is the Daf of Matan Torah, and Matan Torah is Kolel Gans Klal Yisrael, the Babylonians and the people of Yerushalmi, the male, that's why it's the only place in Gan Shas where the Mishnah is willing to entertain the two Mahalchim Haralim Shana Mishnah. Because this is the sugya of Kabbalah Satorah, and Kabbalah Satorah is a Dova Shova L'chol Nefesh. I tell you, good Chiddush over here, very good Yisoid here. You hear?
Yeah.
You don't like my Yisoid. Still, they don't want to hear what I have to say. All right, what can I do? What can I do? I tell you, you're not going to hear this in all the superstar Shiram. All the superstars, Bornstein, and Rabbi Elephant, and Rabbi Bird, and Rabbi Cat, and Rabbi Spider-Man, all of the other creatures. Not even Rabbi Jureff. Even he's not going to, even he doesn't talk about these things. Vaita, Reisha. Reisha, Deloike, really, man, Deloike, Mokel, Ketanoi, the one does not want to zet sign the Mishnah like a Machlekes, but wants to say it's all one time, like the Bavli. Tana Reisha, Tahira. Umukila, he's going to change the Gersa. That's what we're going to do. We're going to change the Gersa. Tana Reisha, Tahira. It's going to change the Minayin. Lipaleta Sheikh Vazerba Yomashlishi Shetehe Tahoira Umukilo Lukul goes in Azaria Pile Ploim. How could you do that? Rashi says Rashi Moki Kitan Mandalo Moki Kitanoi the Dochik Umoki Masnisan betray Taime. Oi Meshat betray Taime. Two different cases. Oi Meshabishla will say there's a mistake. It's a mistake. Look how far we're willing to go not to make a machlekes. Isn't it amazing, Zach? Not to make a machlekes to mamish mishanim in a dark yeshom. You can say the Mishnah mishabeshta. The Mishnah is a mistake. Take it, rip it out of you, the Gemara. It's a toss had the fum weiter. What? That's something up your alley. Totally up your alley to say it's a toss had the fum weiter. Kerblazanaziah to Hirashaminalay. Mind like Mokila. You know, you're small. You see, you're small. My brother told me very good today. You know, my brother told me today. He said, you know, the son of wearing masks are. You know what the chassar of wearing a mask is in Corona? You remove the infectious smile. The chalev shinayim. It says by the brach which shevet? That his teeth are whiter than milk. Which shevet does it say that by? Chachlili shinayim echolav. That he's supposed to smile and show someone your teeth, your white teeth. With Corona, the chubn of Corona is you have to put a mask on. And when you put a mask, you take away the disease, but the expense, the collateral damage is the infectious smile that comes with the appearance of showing someone your teeth is disappeared. Can you imagine what it's like not to see Rabbi Sholim and give you a warm good morning? You know that because he's wearing a mask, you know how painful that is? You know what a chubur that brings to the veld? He wears a mask and he covers the beautiful smile. Isn't that a terrible thing? It's a very good vart. Vaita. Man. The one that's not making machlokes tonight. Adraba. The one that's not you need to make machlokes tonight. You know why? Because machlokes gewaldik. It's gewaldig machlekes. Machlekes for the sake of machlekes. The fight. Then Reisha Rabbanon, the Sefer Kerulis Nazaria. Good fight. Nay Gemara. Tan Rabbanon, Paletet Shechvan Zebi Yamashli Shem Tohoi Rodir Rebulos Nazaria. Rabbi Shmuel Oymer, Pam Shein Dalit Oynes, Pam Shein Hein Oynes, Pam Shein Vav Oynes. Sometimes a woman can have sometimes he holds that an oina means 12 hours. Every day is divided into two oinas. Mimela, he says, the shayl is, do we say, mixas hayoim kikuloi? So sometimes that there are four oinas, which means that if she's poilate, einochanami, she's going to be tenea. In other words, we have to know when was she mishameshes. If she was mishameshes, let's say, you have to give numbers. If she was shameshes on the end of the fourth day, which means the very end of day four, then a plita, shevazel gnitami for four oinos, which means day four. So day four she's tameya, because any moment. The last moment of day four, she can be perletes. And then we give it another 2 days for Arnais. So she's going to be Tamea. So here, let's use days of the week. Let's say it's Wednesday. Okay, let's say it's the end of Wednesday, right before sunset. Right before sunset on Wednesday, she's Mishameshes. So then the entire Thursday, which includes the night of Thursday, the day of Thursday, Friday, the night of Friday, and the day of Friday. Those are four Arnais. So when's the next time she has a chance to be Tahira? Shabbos. Shabbos night is the first time that she can be Tahira. So how many days is she Tamea really for? Wednesday, because Wednesday was the day when there was the Tashmish. Thursday, Friday, 3 days. Wednesday was the day of Tashmish, and being that it took place at the end of the day, so that doesn't count. That's the end of the day. We have to then give four more oinais. So therefore, Wednesday, when she had Tashmish, she's Tamea. Thursday, Friday, 3 days. 3 days. Then Pamshem Chomesh Oinos. Sometimes you have even more. Five Oinos. When did you five Oinos? In Shimsha, if she had Tashmish in the beginning of Wednesday. Not Wednesday before sunset. If she was Mishameshes in the early morning. So then you have another whole Oina. Another whole Oina. So therefore, it's going to be for sure Thursday and Friday. That's for sure. But Wednesday also, the whole Wednesday, being that the Tashmish took place in the early morning, so it's also going to be. And then sometimes you have Sheish. When if she had Tashmish at night, in the beginning of the night. If she had Tashmish on Wednesday, after the sun already set, so that's Wednesday night, Wednesday day, that's one day. Then there's Thursday and Friday. That's a total of six oinus. Three times two is six. This is the Shita of Rebbe. The Shita of Rebbe Yishmael. Right in the Gemara. Right in the Gemara. That's going to Rebbe Yishmael. And now we have over here. It's always going to be five. You always say five, no matter what. And what does that mean? He says we always have five complete oinos. Therefore, if she did not have a tashmish in the beginning, then we give her only part of six oinos. So it can be. It's going to be. So what are you saying over here? Is the oilum chamesh oinos? It's always going to be chamesh, and therefore what? You always have to have at least a minimum of five oinos. Im yatzasa mixas oina rishayna. For example, when does the mitzas? When did she go? If she was not mishamesh in the beginning. In other words, then we noist in law mixas ma'oina shishes. Whatever is missing, so you should have a total of five oinas. In other words, so he basically says it's not dependent on the day. The Pasha says, according to Rashi, Rashi says, Rabbi Akiva says, Rashi Nachamol, Pam Shem Vav, Gagayin Shimsha Betchilas Lel Dalid. I'm sorry, that's the wrong Rashi, Noist in law. Nixas oinazvav lahashlim hei v'chol ha peletes besoy hei oinoy shleimoy stmei. So therefore, even in the middle of the day, it's not dependent on the calendar day. Okay, it does not depend on the calendar day. The coin to Rabbi Shmuel, it depends. The coin to Rabbi Shmuel, it's three calendar days. Assuming the Tashmish took place on Wednesday, so it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Now, if it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, what does that mean? Well, that's up to her. If she had the Tashmish in the beginning of Wednesday, so being that we must have three calendar days, it's going to be the entire Wednesday, the entire Thursday, and the entire Friday. If she had the Tashmish at the very end of Wednesday, so that's Mixas Hayyon, that's the key words here. Mixas Hayyon Kikuloi. Memela, it's just a teeny mashu of day number of Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Thursday, Friday are four oinos, and the mixayom is such a mashu, we don't even call it an oinah, just a mashu. That's according to Rabbi Yishmael, because Rabbi Yishmael learns that it's totally in 3 calendar days. And in Mele, in 3 calendar days, you can have either 4 oinos and a tini mashuhu, or 5 oinos or 6 oinos. Along comes Rabbi Akiva, the last one, he says, no, it's always going to be exactly 5 oinos, no matter what. Whenever it starts, that's where you begin to count the 5 oinas. If she has the shimsha in the beginning of the night of Wednesday, so that means the beginning of the night of Wednesday, so that means it's going to be 5 oinas the night of Wednesday. Then you're going to have Thursday, Friday, so Friday night will be the end. If she was mishamesh the end of the night of Wednesday, so then it's going to be she's not going to be much until Shabbos by day, Shabbos morning by day, because you have to have no matter what 5 oinos, even if the 5 oinos stop in the middle of the day. Okay, is that good?
Yeah.
Okay, 3-way machloikas. Now the Gemara is mefalpel. Here we go. Now we have to go reconcile when was Matan Torah, because we have a Yisoid Kulyalma, the Bishabbos, Nitna Torah. So Torah was even on Shabbos, we have to go figure out, make a calculation. If we're going to learn this Torah, Kirabonon, the Amri, the Behei, Ovid, Prisha. Then on Hey, when did the Jewish people do Prisha for 3 Hayud Nichonim Lishloishas Yomim? On day 5. On day, I'm saying, Behei means what? On Thursday. Oh, but where do you have 3 days of Thursday? Behei, Ovid, Prisha. So what's the Raya? Rashi, Pluksa, the Rabban, we learn the Sugi very, very soon. The Gemara is, well, the Rabban, Behei, B'Shabbos, Pershu. According to the Rabban, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Hu, B'Dalit. Ulukulyal Bashabas Nidna Sarasa Dibrois. The cave, the Bashabas didn't. Everyone agrees that Shabbos, the Torah was given on Shabbos. Now therefore, the cave, the Bashabas Nidnu Al Karchoch, Bilel Shabbos Tovlu, Veloy Shachar. So here comes the key points. That means, Rashi, if the Torah was given on Shabbos day, Shabbos morning, when then did they go to Mikvah? They went to Mikvah at night. Bilel Shabbos Tovlu Veloy Bashachar, Kidmataris, come on. Shaloyu halolu toivlu mahalolu mahalchin l'kabbalat Torah. So moyer ridikul yisod. The Gemara says this. Oh, that was Marvin a second. So later, right? I can't believe this. The Gemara says the moyer ridikul yisod. It's not mistaver that when it comes zman matan Torah Shabbos morning, some people are running to the mikvah and some people are going to the Har Sinai. Can't be. It's not fair. Zelo fair. Everyone has to be equal. When it comes to Matan Torah, it has to be Achlus. It cannot be have some going to Mikveh, some people are going to the Mahar Sinai, Memela. The last possible time to go to Mikveh has to be the night before Matan Torah. So wait a minute, it's too early. We're missing an Oina. We don't have an Oina. Because no matter what, no matter how you're going to cut it, you're not, how are you going to have 3 Oinas? So that we'd have to do tomorrow, right? Our time now. Okay, doubting my reference to this tomorrow. All right, thank you for joining me. Have a good night. All the best to all of you.
Fix your screen so I can see you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye-bye.